Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're not gonna be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we've taken over the industry. We've taken over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
Corey Feldman here.
Pissing! He's pissing all over us! He's pissing on you! What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss! To me!
Somebody suck that baby's dick!
Dear podcast listeners, it's the live chat. You didn't get to see Mike and Jeff kiss during the pre-show. Holy fuck, we're horny. Goon goon pissy piss piss goob goon.
Super Brawl Saturday? What kind of disgusting, despicable.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show.
Yeah, baby.
You are tuned in right now, live on twitch.tv/Jim and Them.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a wolf pack right now.
Yeah, sorry. Your resident Corey Cowboys here.
Yeehaw.
Hell yeah. The resident Corey Cowboys are here in effect. Cause you know what?
Yeah, baby.
You know that Pokemon YouTuber you like? This is where he started, in the doldrums. Spraggles? Spraggles himself started on this show.
Whoa. Not the DOS. Not the DOS.
You know what I realize we need to do is we need to open every show talking about how Spraggles was on this show.
He's one of my closest compadres. Mm.
Have you ever heard of the YouTuber Spraggles? He started the show.
Wait, you know the YouTuber Spraggles? Yeah. No. Well, never mind.
Well, he started Jim and Them.
Ain't shit without Jim and Them.
But yes, that's right. The resident Corey Cowboys. I realized this week.
No, Jim. Please count us for no reason.
I don't know why we talk about anything else
other than
besides Corey.
Corey
Feldman.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I put up, Jim and Them has YouTube, by the way. Please subscribe, hit the motherfucking bell. I put up commentaries, clips from the show on YouTube, no views at all. I put up a Corey Feldman commentary.
Thousands
of views. We're a Corey Feldman show. Yeah. Why are we fighting it?
That's good. I'm not fighting.
We got to be like our friend Spraggles that helped start this show, by the way.
Yeah, it's Spraggles.
Spraggles, who did this show for years and years. You know, you think he's wholesome and good-natured. He's not.
What is this? What is this double angle?
I'm getting somewhere. There's a reason why I'm bringing up Spraggles, one of the person that started the show. It's because he found his thing and he focused on it.
Oh.
He focused on Pokemon Unite.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're fighting it. It's like if Spraggles, the guy from Pokemon Unite on YouTube.
And Jim and Them.
Yes, and Jim and Them. If he just did a couple if he did sporadic Pokemon Unite videos and kept throwing in Stardew Valley or
Auto Chess,
some Marvel MOBA or mobile game or something like that.
Overwatch.
He'd be like us, stuck in the doldrums of the internet.
Yeah.
Because we don't realize what our focus is, what our audience is, what the people want. And they want Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to believe that if there was enough Corey content, that's just what our show would have been, right?
The there's content enough came. Content. Are you talking about we're goddamn Corey content cowboys over here?
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Oh, man.
I realize that he doesn't say that with a lot of gusto.
Yeehaw.
I mean, I watched only like 4 videos and I was like, man, he's not giving a lot of gusto on these.
Well, that's probably like a
yeehaw.
That's a slightly ironic yeehaw, I think.
But they all are.
Nah, some of them aren't.
No, I tell you, I went through 4 videos.
Yeehaw.
That was the best one.
I feel like I've heard him give it some oomph.
I thought
you must be thinking of the early ones. Mm. And I'm not talking about going back so early, like when he started shimming them.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just the early Corey Cowboys that we are here on Jim and Them. Ugh. Anyways, it is Christmas this year because Corey Feldman did drop some new motherfucking music.
Yeah.
Woo!
Which we all did our pact, right? No one listened or watched the video.
I was telling you before the show, it was very difficult because listeners were also like reaching out and being like, oh, you guys, did you fucking see it?
Yeah,
no, people were, which I appreciate, like, let me know, yes, but it's like, I'm not going to, we got to save it. We got to go in nice and fresh for the show. Although before that, before we get into that, I was looking on his Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hilarious thing where what he was doing today, because I think there was something at the debate where they were talking about like the what's fentanyl again? What's the opioids? They're talking about the opioid crisis.
Uh-huh.
And he shared this article and he was like, actually, I gotta find it real quick.
And you were pretty far down that timeline.
And because these are all from like the past 24 hours.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it up for the chat as well. His awesome Twitter account.
Did he spread fake news?
No. But it's just funny because he shared this article talking about the opioid crisis.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. So, oh, fuck. It just refreshed. Oh, here it is. As a person in recovery, I need to address this issue.
I love our Corey voice that we all immediately do.
Why do none of these stories mention the real reason people are dying from fentanyl? Because they cut real pain patients off from their actual meds, leading them to turn to street drugs as a cure for an opioid crisis.
What?
Okay. And then someone's like, it's getting pretty bad with doctors just giving out painkiller prescriptions in my area where people get hooked on painkillers. It breaks my heart seeing loved ones getting hooked on that crap, then getting on to OxyContin. Really? Because where I live, doctors are terrified to prescribe anything to their patients.
Corey.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You. And for the listeners at home, where I-L-I-V-D-R-S, the letter R.
Yes, yeah, we can even get into all of his goddamn...
Corey's in Corey mode, for sure.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the opioid crisis. People can't get opioids.
Yeah, they can't get the drugs from the doctors.
Really?
It is a wild take. He's like, what, really?
You're sure those people are not getting street drugs? Because anywhere in the USA, it's become criminalized. Different in Canada, I guess. People get hooked on pills and painkillers, then move on to street drugs. In some cases, I have a bulging disc with arthritis, and I have like 4 different kinds of painkillers, which I get prescribed. I'm sorry. I have to dance every day for hours at a time. First of all, no, you don't. Yeah, no one's asking for it.
Well, no, Jimmy has to dance. What's he going to do? Not dance? Jimmy has to.
He's like 2 tweets away from asking this guy if he can send him some meds.
Yeah.
He's like,
I can't get meds. I have to dance.
I have to dance every day for hours at a time with 4 slipped discs through my back and neck, 2 torn meniscus in my knees, and tendonitis in my hands, along with some severe nerve damage. Chronic pain is a monster to live with. Hmm. And then,
he's just making up injuries?
Well, no, because I realized,
I guess that's par for the course with Corey.
Well, this is classic because we always watch him and we're always like, this guy's fucking zoinked off his gourd.
Yeah.
This guy's zoinked off the bonkers right now.
Yeah, so he's dancing for hours.
This guy's wacko from crazy pills.
Well, we always watch him, but because he's always looks fucked up, but he always tries to say he's been sober for like 30 years or whatever is what he tries to celebrate.
Sober.
But yeah, that's what it is because he's getting prescribed painkiller. He's getting he's the like the poster child for the opioid crisis.
Yes, plus he's doing a ton of illegal street drugs.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he's probably rich enough that he could just still pay for all his prescriptions, and he just has a doctor. So technically, he's not like buying it off of a dealer, or maybe he is, but those were prescriptions.
He's just
at one
got a
time.
Guy he calls and he says, "Hey, write me another script."
Well, no, what I mean is like he'll just get someone else's prescription. He's like, "Well, it's a prescription, not illegal. It's
finders keepers."
He's a Flintstones animal. Well, it's a living. Actually, our fake voice for him is kind of like all the Flintstone animals.
That's what he sounds like.
But it is pretty fun. Like he should be basking in the glow of this week having a new song and a new music video. But he's over here fighting, saying doctors aren't giving out.
Well, he's itching and scratching. He doesn't have his perks.
I do love that there's an opioid crisis, and Corey's out here being like, doctors don't give people enough pills. And I'm putting my foot down.
Nobody ever has extra pills. No, what you mean, brother? I got in a car accident, and I live with chronic pain. I have to dance every day, all day.
Yeah, I have to. I have to dance.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, we give this guy more credit and grace than anyone on this God's green earth, okay?
Yeah, true.
We give this guy so much rope, and he hangs himself with it every time. But what I'm saying is, like, he could easily just coast off of being Corey Feldman, like, without even doing some of the, like, desperate acting roles that he does now. Yeah. Never mind the music. If he didn't do any of that, but he just did, like, he could still maybe do Funko Pops or do just convention signings and appearances and photos, he'd be very comfortable.
It'd be so easy for him to just like, again, just like be what all the other celebrities of his era are without the weird ego and the constant flow of nonsense.
But he's obsessed with thinking that he's a music star.
Yeah.
And so, now he's twisting that into like, the tortured performer that has to go out there and sing and dance, even at the expense of his body, guys.
At the behest of his own health.
SPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPSPS
Yeah, he's turning into Michael. He's literally killing himself for the performance.
That's
yeah.
true. Hi, Corey. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Nataki from Japan. I used to frequently be on X about 7-8 years ago, and I'm currently in the U.S., Los Angeles, as a student. I saw your website and hope to go on one of your shows before I go back to Japan. That's a classic Japanese tweet, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do remember. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Although, be fair, at least I've never seen him actually play along.
I was going to say, this is one of two things. Corey, known liar. Yeah. But also, Corey never remembers anyone. Which one gives in this situation?
Well, usually he'll be like, yes, I do remember. No, I don't. I don't remember. But still, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. Hope to meet you there. Although, I guess it's because they hope to go to a show, so he's going to kiss their ass.
Yeah.
But usually what he does instead is goes like, what, not bringing anyone? like he'll be kind of condescending about the compliment.
Can you drive me to my hotel?
Oh, yeah. Brian Edwards here on his Twitter account, some of our brethren. On a Corey Feldman cringe binge, I had no idea of him still being alive to see all these disastrous performances and appearances on TV. He thinks he's doing great. It's hilarious and sad at the same time that he's that much into himself. He doesn't realize what a clown he's made himself. And he goes, you're so cool.
Wrong you are.
Yeah, with the wrong you are.
At least do it. You are. Come on, Corey.
Yeah, so he's just, literally just going through his shit.
I mean, to be fair, it's very mean that this guy tagged him in this tweet.
Yeah.
But also it has no likes. And Corey replied to it.
That's crazy. No likes, no replies, except one person. Corey Feldman.
Oh, really?
You're so cool. Wait,
how many followers does Brian Edwards have?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, some fucking nobody.
166.
Some naked nobody.
It's just a guy tweeting at. All he does is tweet about celebrities, too.
Oh, he fucking got him.
Yeah, he's just some normal guy on Twitter that thinks that's how you use Twitter.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, that's also what Joe Barry used to
do. Yeah, I was going to say it's Joe Barry's Twitter.
Yeah.
Here's Heather Don May. This is the lady that was trying to sue Mike.
Oh, yeah.
She's sharing some sort of
there she is.
Charity, something or other.
There she is with her trans son.
Hashtag everybody. That's not how that works. I know this is early.
She thinks that. She thinks, oh, good. Now everybody will see this.
That's a good hashtag. I always search the everybody. I'm like, what do I need to know?
I know this is early, but Danielle is not on Twitter, but is on Instagram. Please help me wish Danielle.
Jim, I'm sorry. Do you mean Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Instagram. Please. Is that actually someone must have that account, right? Nope. Count suspended.
Instagram.
Please help me wish Danielle an early happy birthday for July 1st. Happy birthday to Danielle at Corey Feldman, OG Feld fam.
It's weird that I never saw this because she hashtagged everybody.
That's true. It should have popped right up in my feed.
Yeah, how did we all miss this?
Major happy birthday to old friend Danielle.
Hi.
Shared your post with her by DM. Danielle will be excited. My sister is July 15th. You are July 16th, and I
turned
50.
Hello, this is an official memo from Heather Dawn Gay. I'm going to sue Michael Edward Steele for making me sad and not buying Corey's ear.
Yeah, that's she's going to get you. You got to buy Corey. The only way out is to buy Corey's ear.
Why am I Michael Edward Steele?
I don't know. You are July 16th. I turned 50, a.k.a. 22, on July 31st.
Wow, she's only 50?
Yeah, I was surprised at that, too. I feel 18 on the inside. Love and hugs to you.
You look 62 on the outside, you old bitch.
Yeah, you old hag.
You fucking swamp witch.
That's when my baby died. Doctor said I couldn't have another one.
Now my baby's Corey.
Here's my baby.
Werewolf baby. Werewolf baby.
Werewolf baby.
Is this even a reply to him, or did he just... Okay, no, it is a reply to him. Right. I was going to say, did he just find a random tweet talking about chronic pain patients and reply to it? It is funny. Some fake account made a post saying that, hey, the Goonies actor Corey Feldman stands with Donald Trump. He says, quote, listening to Donald Trump made me feel the greatest days of America could be ahead of us. Do you stand with Trump?
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude, that's such a good bit.
And it's just a picture of Corey Feldman. He's like, this is not real. It's AI generated BS or created with an 8.
Ugh.
For created by a certain candidate with an 8.
Ugh.
Team to fool you. Have intentionally stayed away from commenting on the race. I'm staying apolitical for now, I need to stay focused on my art and tour. I'll weigh in if and when I choose. For now, please know my truth.
This is the classic Corey move, though. He's not saying this isn't true. He's saying, I can't believe Trump's team.
Yeah.
I can't believe Trump's closest friends and advisors made this tweet about me because I'm so influential.
What's even better is the idea that Biden's camp would do that to make Trump look bad. Like, it'd be even better if it was the other team was like, oh, no, say Corey endorsed Trump.
Yeah, that'll make him look like shit.
That'll really tear him down a peg or two. Someone said that Rob Reiner is a child predator.
I've never heard that. All right. Hell yeah.
I look at who Rob Reiner supports and I vote the opposite.
Corey, no, he's not.
And Rob Reiner's a child predator. No, he's not.
Wait, you should just reply to that, Jim. Yes, he is.
I don't want to get banned again.
I like how he doesn't weigh on political thing, but then someone's like, Rob Reiner's pedophile. Like, no.
Who are these people that type terrible? To be emoji for B. To be certain if it really is Corey, we have to, number two, look with the I emojis for the O's, for all caps and numbers.
What a dick.
And he just puts, not always.
But he does usually do that.
Yeah,
but
does.
Then
he used a period there for the first time ever.
He's like, no. You know what? Fuck. I'm not going to give you the dignity.
Enough. I want to see this video.
we got to build a little bit. I just want to see if anything else is good.
It's been
on
a really busy
thing.
48 hours for Corey.
Yeah, the video is directed by Fred Durst as well.
Which, again, I stand by the fact that he's doing it as a goof.
Oh, Fred Durst, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his retarded guy, like the fanatic.
I love the headline about...
Fred Durst is you and Corey Feldman is N-Man.
Yeah. The headline from Consequence is Corey Feldman channels Michael Jackson in Fred Durst directed video. It's like, we know. He always is.
Yeah. Well, but look in that picture. He's literally dressed in a Michael Jackson
costume.
But
he always tries that.
It's just like he's dressed in an actual costume.
That's behind the scenes, him showing up to the set.
He's like, what do I wear?
Don't forget to get your tickets for the Corey Feldman. Yeah, Heather Dawn May, she just tries to get it. She tries to kiss Corey's ass all the time.
I missed this tweet, too. I'm, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm not
she
getting,
did hashtag everybody
I'm not
again.
Getting any of these hashtag everybody tweets.
Yeah, I'm going to turn on my notifications for hashtag everybody. Bling, bling, bling.
You know what? I should follow her on Twitter.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But not say anything. Just yeah. follow her so that she sees it's me. And then, like, just to kind of bait out some sort of, like, reaction from
no,
her.
No, she'll hack you.
What is her name?
Heather.
No, like, her actual...
Yeah, oh, Heather Dawn May. At okay. Heather Dawn May on Twitter.
I'm going to follow her.
Pain medication is not intended to be a lifestyle, except in extreme cases and long-term usage exacerbates pain. I didn't think I could live without pain meds, but I manage well on Advil. Many are looking for a pill to make their lives easier and pain-free. We all have a responsibility. That's not the argument. The argument is real people are suffering, and they need their medicine from the doctors, not from the streets. That can't happen when doctors are afraid to prescribe to those with lifelong illness and or chronic disabilities. Never judge. I'm glad you're strong. God bless.
Never judge.
I'm going to follow her and also her backup account, Heather Dawn May 2.
Did you find both?
Yeah, Heather Dawn May and Heather Dawn May 2.
That's her spicy link.
And then, yeah, I guess last one before we get to the song. Do you write everything? Just genuinely curious about your process. Yes, I write all my lyrics and melody. Always have. And I usually partner with musicians to write the music. Sometimes I hear it all in my head and I come up with a complete song. Other times I let them give me ideas and we use whatever works best.
Which is usually his idea and not someone else's.
I mean, it's just amazing that that stuff gets birthed out of his brain, right? Just a full song like that.
Just squeezed out of the nether.
Yeah, the nethers of that dark realm.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Let's finally get into the joke. Corey Feldman, he's so stupid, too.
Yeah.
Because even in his...
I disagree, yeah.
Even in his... Like, he can't just put his title as, like Corey Feldman, the joke or whatever. It has Truth 22 Productions presents Corey Feldman, the joke, official music video.
It's already cut off at like Truth 22 Productions on your phone.
It's Peter Jackson's Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie.
Yeah. So, all right, what do we think? Well, we already got a kind of a spoiler. He's going to channel Michael Jackson with this one, guys. I guess there's not going to be, there doesn't say any featuring of any rappers. So he's not going to have a rapper like he did before. Is this going to be more rock style, you think? Or is this going to be more of his like weird dance, like crazy, his crazy over layers of dance music on top of each other that sounds like a mess?
I think he's going to be like, I mean, that's what he's going to do.
I think it's going to be whatever the like, it's going to be the weird dance mix, and then when he's in between, it's going to be the like, bow, wow, bow, bow, wow.
Oh,
and
then
he's just going to be like,
the joke's on you. Like
I'm
something
cool,
like that.
I'm not a joke.
I think pee is going to be poop, but I think poop is going to be pee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, actually, him calling it the joke then, is this him trying to like show everyone who thinks he's a joke?
I think he's cashing in on the tour. Isn't that the tour?
Well, it's the Loserville tour.
Oh. Jokes
Oh.
Okay. I forget what that was for.
Yeah.
We're a Corey Feldman show, so whenever that song plays, we dance.
It's actually from... Jukane. I'm just thinking it would be hilarious if Fred Durst got a guest verse, but I doubt it. That'd be too much of it. He's on a different song, I think.
Knowing Fred Durst, it'd be a fucking fire ass verse.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You think Fred Durst
this
is going to half ass it? He's not going to half ass it.
Look at this moron.
Oh, damn.
I almost forgot because we don't get to play this that much, but.
It's the end man, the boy producer. Former child actor Corey Feldman, Jake Spring, everyone's favorite cast of characters.
Ooh.
Yeehaw.
Hell
we
yeah.
did like mention like everyone, Jake
Yeehaw.
Spring. Man. All right, come on.
All right.
Stop teasing me.
This sucks dick. immediately. Oh, fuck yeah. It is funny that Corey doesn't know how to be, like, he doesn't know how to be funny because he thinks everything is like important and good. So it always comes off as ungenuine.
But also, I mean, this is starting to tell me that Fred Durst doesn't know how to be funny either. Maybe he's in on the bit, but I don't know. Although he's bringing rock back, which I like to see.
Yeah.
Take a bank of cigarettes.
It's like Black Sabbath, bro.
You know what I think? I feel like he's channeling Michael Jackson.
Dude, so far this is, out of any Corey Feldman thing, he's not channeling Michael Jackson at all. But also, I'm not fully convinced he's not responding directly to us with this song.
He wrote this song for us.
Because it is, like, I was thinking, like, oh, is he trying to play off the idea that everyone calls him a joke? But he's like, he's doing the whole, like, reverse Uno. Nah, fuck you guys. You're the jokes.
Steal my documentary. Put it on YouTube.
Call it a commentary. The joke. The joke. Let me pull up the lyrics here. Joke. Corey Feldman.
Yeah, this is like, and it's also exceptionally badly produced. Like, you can't understand what you're hearing.
Well, we're always surprised about that. But yeah, it really is. It boggles our mind every single time. Did someone even bother putting the lyrics up? Like, usually you Google any song lyrics, like, the first thing that comes up is, like, Genius or, you know, AZ lyrics or whatever. Well, I'm not seeing anything.
But, Jim, we're the first people in the world to listen to this song. Well, besides, what's her name? Theresa May or
what? What do you mean? He has almost 700 likes.
Whoa.
He's getting up there. All right, well, I guess I'll have to look later.
So the people say his music sucks, but you just played it, so jokes on you.
He's doing the, like, oh, thanks for the click, then.
They say this music sucks a lot, but you just listen to music that sucks.
Yeah, it's like, wait, that's how I know it's bad.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, the joke's on you, Corey, because I actually was like, you know what, let's hear what your song is. And I was like, I'm surprised that it's bad every time. So I guess the joke is on me.
Yeah, that's true. You just want jokes on you. I see you at the level. Every time I'm gapping, now I'm feeling skinny. I'm falling up the day. I'm a joke, it's a joke, that's true. So give me a balance, I'm gonna spit on you. The joke is on you. My bank account be gone from your mock in this school. I think he
said something about his bank account there, right?
Yeah,
like he paid though the song.
Maybe having a Corey Feldman show was a bad idea.
I think it was the greatest idea we've ever had. We need to do nothing but dissect everything Corey Feldman does.
Yeah,
the one good thing about this music video so far is that dude, his wife, she's not in the video.
I almost thought it was the dude on the keyboards, but I think you're right. I don't think that is his wife.
Yeah, that's not his wife.
Also,
that's a woman.
This does feel very, I think he has been hanging out with Fred Durst a lot, and Fred Durst is trying to convince him to be like, dude, Loserville, we're going, like, just lean into it, man.
Yeah.
But we know Corey that, like, he is kind of trying a little bit, but he still has to be like, but you're a fucking idiot. I'm good. Yeah. I'm actually good.
Yeah, you guys are. It's easy for you to lean into it because you have nothing to lose. Not like me. I've got everything.
Yeah,
to lose.
Not like me. He was a genius.
Yeah, he's that literally that Wojak with like the smiling face that's crying underneath.
Yes.
Where it's like, Loserville. Yeah, I'm on Loserville.
I get it, Fred. You're a D-lister, but an A-lister like me, what's gonna happen to me if I lean into it?
This sounds like Hoogie Boogie Land.
Sounds like what?
Hoogie Boogie Land, where it's like, Hoogie Boogie Land, where this place don't be named.
I like watching him pretend to play guitar, like how a little kid plays guitar, where he doesn't even strum. He just like hand in two just places kinda, yeah, and then moves the guitar yeah, while his hands
he
are
looks
in two
like
places.
Skrillex.
He does look like Skrillex.
He looks like the Joker.
Yeah, he looks like Sonny,
yeah,
dude.
Is he wearing like the puffy things you wear under your eyes when you go to bed?
No, that's his face.
Although one thing, dude,
classic Corey moment.
I was gonna say Corey is the king of the change ups. You think Drake? You think Drake will throw a beat change up in a song? Corey just throws change ups in the middle of a song.
And he always sings like this.
He's like Pink Floyd.
I'm singing like this.
And this is me.
It's just two ways that
guess
you
guess who it is.
Bet you didn't know people could sing like this.
Yeah, so sing like this. I can sing both ways.
Pop music truly hasn't affected him because he makes some other sort of music.
I mean, yeah, if there's ever someone that kind of stays in their own lane, it's Corey.
It's almost like prog rock, like Led Zeppelin or something.
Every time he throws something at us, where like it sounds completely organic for his song, but completely unnatural to a sane brain.
It is undeniably a Corey Feldman song, but it's a baffling. It's a cacophony to the senses in every other way.
What's even better is I can see us in like 3 weeks just knowing every word.
We'd have to understand them. We can't sing this song. That's the problem. Us knowing the song is going. There's no words.
Oh, here we go.
Let's give them hell. The joke is on you. Hope you like my temperament, tomatoes you do. The joke is on you. Take a tumble like you're pregnant, it's a second like me.
Dude, I really feel like he's throwing shots at his ex-wife by having this guy on the keyboards.
By having a different dude.
The wedding singer lady.
This is usually her, but he's really like, screw you, you fucking homely bitch.
I think they're also about to do the movie thing where like someone's playing guitar, so they zoom in on the body and the hands, but it's like not the actor anymore.
Yeah, it's someone else.
Isn't it weird that this song had a part in it where Cora's like,
it's coming back.
They better bring that part back.
It's just insane.
Weirdly enough, like,
I want it to never end.
But also, like, directing wise, or at least the look wise, like, it looks the most low rent out of any of his videos.
I think, honestly, what it probably was is Fred Durst stood behind the camera.
And then
he's like, hey, can I see you directed it? And
he was probably like, that's part of the goof, man. We'll keep it all like chill and just wear windbreakers and shit, man.
We won't even edit it. Do it all in camera.
Come on now.
It's Wes Borland without makeup.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know. I'll press a button that makes the power up noise, and then I'll press a button that goes pew.
Yeah, I'm annoyed that Corey Feldman keeps picking up fire flowers and mushrooms during this music video.
Yeah, this is where we go back to that tweet we just read before, where it's like, Yeah, I write all my lyrics and melody. I always have. And I usually partner with musicians to write the music. But sometimes I hear it all in my head and come up with a complete song.
Well, that's why that's why the music company is so weird, because he is doing the song front to back in front of them, and they're like, I guess.
Well, that's why. And then he's like, and then it goes, pew.
Yeah. Pew. And then I go, I'm a nominee.
Now it's time for this.
Wow. I'm getting going in your business.
Fantastic.
Thanks, brother. Wow, that was fun. Listen, I love that you're directing this. I think it's going to be amazing. Everything looks great. I really don't know about this.
Fucking homo.
Brother. Look. It's not going to be.
I love you, bro. Okay.
Faggot.
What was the goof there? He was like, oh, I don't know about the Michael Jackson look.
Yeah. Corey doesn't understand irony.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm off to the club.
Is this off a new album, hopefully?
Yeah.
A new album full of old songs and just this song?
I think it's off a new album called Love Left, Jim.
What about Love Left 3.0?
Yeah, the new box set. Yeah. Love Left 3.1.
Ooh, I just want to see, does it 2.2.
list anything? He literally takes
2.22.
All those heart boxes, just Sharpies on like a new number.
Yeah, we should at him and say, hey, what about love point 222? And
oh,
you add
shit.
This.
Oh, yeah.
Put this on it, too.
He would love that.
Yeah, no, just so far, it's just the joke. I can't believe that no one has the lyrics up somewhere.
Wolfpack must be shutting it down.
Yeah, I'm sure all the lyric sites keep putting it up, and the Wolfcat Pack keeps like hacking the websites.
Yeah, can't let the truth get out there.
Fucking Corey sucks. Corey keeps finding like new ways to become embarrassing.
Ooh, I think he has a does he have a description on CoreyFeldman.net about the song? Here we go.
I wrote my best song ever.
I thought I just saw something, or at least like a quick sentence. I saw something that said powerful new response.
Yeah, someone else.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. Yeah, the joke is a powerful response to an online campaign orchestrated by trolls who have attempted to paint the idea that Corey's music career is a joke.
What?
With this single, Corey turns the narrative on its head, delivering a message that resonates with defiance and authenticity. The song is not just a rebuttal, but a bold declaration of Corey's unwavering dedication to his art and his fans.
Imagine writing that song.
Yeah.
Song we just listened to, and then being like, time to call it. It's all sorts of stuff, like bold and defiant and authentic.
Time to have someone put more effort into this description than I did the song.
Than that entire song.
The music video, directed by new rock legend Fred Durst, is crafted specifically for live tour playback.
It's never been called new rock. not once.
Yeah,
not
I think once. They mean new metal,
they meant
right?
New metal, but the AI that wrote this scraped the wrong website.
Promising to be a visual spectacle that enhances the live experience. There's nothing we saw in that video that would be like, oh my God, can you imagine seeing that playing live at the tour?
I'm dead serious. I think this is written by AI.
Yeah, I think this seems like it.
The way it's written has that feel.
Fans can anticipate a sneak preview of the song during a live performance by Corey and his band on Howie Mandel's podcast. I do have this pulled up, by the way.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Howie Mandel Does Stuff, 1 week before the official release. The Loserville tour featuring Corey Feldman kicks off on his birthday, July 16th. Oh, he's not going to... Is that his... What about his huge birthday party? Now they dropped the dead weight of his wife.
We keep saying that. He's going to party with all of his celebrity friends.
That's true. The year will be Corey's this year will be Corey's largest ever official birthday bash. All right, yeah, I spoke too soon.
Woo.
And his annual birthday concerts have been epic for years, except those years when my wife was sick, dragging me down.
I know we say this every time, but it must fucking really destroy Corey that he is the lowest build and the smallest font.
Yeah, that on the Loserville tour.
That must fucking hurt him so much.
Yeah, yeah, because he's, I mean, Bones and Neon. What is that? Neon Face?
Nate No Face?
Nate No Face. All bigger than Corey Feldman. The tour promises a journey through musical landscapes with stops at major venues, blah, blah, blah. And in other exciting news, Corey's film The Birthday, which was lost to audiences for 20 years, is finally receiving U.S. distribution by Drafthouse Films this fall. The film, hailed by Jordan Peele as a cinematic marvel, showcases Corey in what many consider to be the coup de grace of his career, and is now beautifully restored from 35mm to 8K for its release.
What is this?
I did see something about, like, the headline said, quote, new film, and I was like, uh-oh, what is he doing now? But I didn't look into it. Is there a trailer?
Yeah, well, it's 20 years
old. Why is he obsessed with birthdays? And apparently that's just been his thing.
Well, I mean, that is, it was just a movie he was in. So even if it's good, it doesn't mean that he has anything to do with it.
It's a horror comedy.
Oh, never mind. This looks like one of his movies. And also, if Jordan Peele said this is good, he said it like as a goof.
Oh, definitely.
I forgot that 20 years is also 2004.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Classic movie, but oh,
it's directed by the same guy that did the half-baked sequel that no one knows about.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's a real-time film?
Okay, let's watch this.
It's 1987, and Norman Forrester is finally going to meet his girlfriend's family at her father's birthday party. But nobody seems to know what Norman is doing there.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe I know you.
What's your name, kid?
I'm Norman Forrester.
You seem like a nice guy.
Totally unreal, man. Norman Forrester.
You're not on the list.
Oh.
Well, that's not the end of the world.
He's playing a retarded
guy. Actually,
I'm
with Allison Fulton.
I don't suppose
he really is playing
a
retarded guy.
I want to hear him talk more.
What do you do, young man?
I work in a pizzeria, sir.
An Italian restaurant.
I was almost going to say, hey, 2004, maybe that was before he completely broke. Because, you know, like, in the, like, when we didn't hear about him in, like, the late 90s and, like, up through, like, mid 2000s.
He was like reality show bad, but he wasn't like this new version.
So I was like, oh, maybe this is a good Corey left that was lost in time.
Don't be silly. My father is always like that with everyone.
Don't run away from me, you bastard!
No, wait.
Okay, so you're not on the guest list. Everybody's ignoring you, and your girlfriend's father doesn't like you at all. But that wouldn't be the end of the world, as long as your girlfriend doesn't turn her back on you.
This is the whole movie.
I deserve an explanation for all of this.
Yeah, what's this trailer also?
It's my fault.
Dude, it's 4 minutes long, whatever it is.
Jeez. It's like to a sizzle reel to sell the movie or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I had kind of a special plan.
Why is he doing like Marlon Brando?
You are such a coward.
Allison, there's something I need to tell you.
Well, the funny thing is...
Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Corey Feldman has like a retard voice already. Ready?
He's doing this like...
So like the second layer of retard voice is making it even crazier. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I made a decision. Allison! Allison! The way she's acting tonight, I've never seen her act like this. I mean... I don't know what.
The first time ever Corey uses his real voice.
Yeah, for the first time ever. The real Corey Feldman. Yes.
That's why he sounds so stupid now, because it's actually really hard to even sound that stupid.
It's like when you try to do an accent and you start losing it. That's just Corey's the voice we thought we knew.
Everything I try to do is wrong. Where did you learn to talk like that?
Well, retard school?
Definitely has a problem.
Maybe that's the problem.
What's the problem? Allison, what's the problem?
She's hot. Doesn't she just look beautiful?
Oh, yeah, she's...
Are you all right, Norm?
Oh, my God, this keeps going.
Something's not quite right at the Royal Fulton. And Allison and her family...
What's even better is how I complain that it keeps going when I could easily turn it off.
No, we're going to watch it twice.
It's very similar to when Corey's like, I got to dance and perform every night.
Yeah, Jim could stop, but he can't. He has to. He has to watch this Corey Feldman trailer. It.
That's why streaming's the hardest job in the world.
I'll give you some fentanyl.
Yeah, I can't get any pills.
The worst of it.
I just had a little accident. I just dropped something. I just wanted to see what was going on.
I can't believe I was graduating high school and Corey Feldman was making this masterpiece.
They all belong to a very dangerous sect, according to the police. Their God is going to be born here tonight.
Oh, now it's a cult horror movie?
Yeah, because you know this was not like Jordan Peele being like, this is a masterful film. This is like The Room or some shit.
Yes, it's like when people say that like dog shit is great.
We're all going to die here tonight.
Ooh. Guy orgy? 3.5?
Nope. Didn't happen.
I guess that didn't pan out.
Coming to the trash can near your slop house.
Bizarre trailer. There's still 20 seconds left.
Maybe it's like that movie that everyone's talking about, The Glass Table.
I don't think I've heard anyone talk about that.
It's some like the feel bad movie of the season.
Oh, The Coffee Table.
Oh, The Coffee Table. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone keeps saying that. It's like it's a modern day The Birthday.
They're like it's the Spanish version of The Birthday.
It's like the spiritual successor to The Birthday.
Just watch it now.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I wonder if this is it here. Although it says German, I wonder if it's got English still. Yeah. Is this the one with Corey?
Yeah, that's it.
The Germans have the rip for some reason.
They probably just released a DVD there or some shit. Some company probably bought it. So, yeah, I'll see about getting it. We'll have to watch it for the Patreon.
1 hour, 36 minutes.
Wait. We should just watch it on the internet. It's not a real movie.
That's true. Yeah, it's not. Well, they're about to re-release it, apparently.
But they haven't.
They haven't yet. Yeah, what is going on with the release?
We're talking over it, baby. That's the magic of the internet, baby.
Yeah, that's the magic of us.
Just talk over something and you're fucking untouchable, bitch.
Yeah, should we just post his whole movie and talk over it?
When are they releasing it? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I immediately stop caring.
No, Jim Yuka. An hour and 40 minutes?
That's what I was saying. It seems like it's going to be long.
Oh, it did play at Fantastic Fest 1 year. Mm. Yeah, it was released in Spain in November 2006. In 2023, Jordan Peele programmed screenings of The Birthday at Film at the Lincoln Center.
Yeah, he definitely did it in a, hey guys, come look at this fucking shit show.
Hey, look at this fucking weird ass bullshit. But yeah, Corey Feldman, he was on Howie Mandel Does Stuff, which is apparently Howie Mandel's podcast that he hosts with his daughter.
I'm sure it has 700 episodes.
I think they're only there at 192.
Okay.
I skimmed through a little of the beginning because the first like 3 minutes they keep being like, yeah, Corey's gonna come in here. Where is he? Where is Corey? Just tell him to come on in. And they're like, he's in the recording booth. And they're like, why? And then finally he comes in. And he's like, would someone bring my soda? Actually, should I come back? Should I leave and come back and not say that? Like, he's just being a weirdo for some reason.
Is it like, supposed to be like funny?
No, he's just a weirdo. Actually, I'll skim back a little.
First one, closer to that side.
There's a round of applause
right
going to.
Right there.
Can I bring my soda in with me?
You can do
well,
whatever
I'll have
you
somebody
want.
Bring in a soda for you. Go ahead. Pardon me?
Should I re-enter without questions?
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. You don't want that question on the podcast?
On you?
I don't care.
We're loosey-goosey here.
Why do you think, in your mind, Corey, yes. He's got glasses. You want glasses?
No,
he's
no, off. I don't need the glasses. We're here. We're here now. We're,
okay.
We're facing
in your mind, if your fandom yes. And my fandom.
I found out that I needed a drink.
That or is it because... yeah.
Well, you, it's a little sweaty. It's a little hot in here.
It's it not.
People don't realize that it's... Well,
what is the significance of
this is good stuff.
It's always hot when you're wearing a Sergeant Pepper jacket.
He's like, it's cool. Hot in here. I need my soda.
Yeah, I need my soda. I need my Coke.
He's just crushing up pills into his drink.
I was thinking, I was like, does he specifically mean the one he had? Like, don't just go get him a drink because he's fucking sipping on something, some syrup.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Syrup.
It is now.
I feel the breeze.
She went and saw you with thousands of other people. That's what we were talking about in Santa Cruz.
You did? Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my gosh. It was one of the best nights.
Oh, thank you.
So much
fun. You know what? It was a beautiful occasion. Mm-hmm. It was also a very bittersweet occasion because that was the 25th anniversary of the film from the year that it was released. But it was also the one-year anniversary of the passing of my best friend. And ironically,
Corey.
Yes, oh my Corey. God, this, he's already on this.
Yeah. Well, Jim, what do you think he's going to talk about,
you're right,
Jim?
You're right.
Jim,
you're
what
right.
on earth is Corey Feldman going to talk about to someone else when given a platform?
New music.
Yeah. Either his music or Corey Haim. And in this case, ta-da, both of them roll them right up into one.
Well, and I always have to remind myself that people aren't as well-versed in choreography as we are.
No one knows the choreography
because
the way we do.
I used to be that person that just assumed they were best friends because he's always saying it. But then once you learn the lore, you understand they weren't really friends at all, and Corey Haim barely liked this fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, and you learn Corey's rhythms. People that don't, like, live that Corey life, it's all new to them. But we're well versed. We're the guy that's like watching the movie that's like, okay, yeah, and then there's that, and then there's this thing. Like, you're picking everything apart because you're too inside.
Yeah.
We're so inside on Corey at this point.
We're up his ass. Yeah, we live up there.
Yeah, we live up there, man.
With all the poppers and all that shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's really easy getting in here.
Yeah.
Fentanyl. Big old asshole.
Yeah, and we're actually just a day past I guess I shouldn't say that, but we just passed the 14th anniversary of his passing. So that's how long ago that was.
Wow.
13 years ago is when you saw me, to be exact.
Corey's.
Yeah, the Corey's. You guys were like, it was an inseparable team. You know, I got to work.
It must be so awesome to have a famous parent. So awesome, dude.
Dude, that'd be fucking crazy.
Hey, Dad, can we do a podcast? Immediately get like at least like 50,000 subscribers, like just like that. Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
I put in a job application at Smashburger earlier. Can you imagine if you had a famous dad? That'd be awesome.
Imagine if your dad was the banker from Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, he's the guy that blows up condoms on his head.
You know, he was unmasked as the banker on Deal or No Deal Island, right?
Oh, shit.
Even though he couldn't have been the banker on actual Deal or No Deal, because
he was down there and the banker was up in the place.
On Deal or No Deal Island, they were like, for the last Deal or No Deal, the banker's coming. We're doing something we've never done before. The banker's coming. And everyone's like, oh my God, who's the banker? Guess who the banker was?
Ooh. Was it Corey?
It was Howie.
What?
Howie was the banker.
I assumed it was Corey.
Kind of with you and not really. I'm in Gremlins.
We were in the same movie.
You poured water on my voice.
I poured water. I poured cold water on your dreams, Howie.
Do you guys never see each other during the filming? Like all your stuff.
Wait, do it again. You cut him off. That was great.
Yeah,
this is a brilliant moment. Do it again.
I've heard it so many times.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
that kind of didn't sound like Gizmo to me.
No. Also,
it sounded like Bobby's World. I guess
I've never seen Corey give a shit about anything before.
I was gonna say he's kind of radiating in this interview. So far, he's lit up like a fucking high motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his juice.
Gizmo. But you poured water.
See, bright light.
Bright light.
Bright light. Bright light.
Oh, that's good. Go. That's okay.
Did you do the sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did everything but what they're doing right now. I think there's some sort of animated
the CGI thing. Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but they didn't ask me to do it.
Why wouldn't they ask you?
Did they ask you?
No.
So,
but you're I'm the sure they could get the voice.
It's not
cheaper.
The secret of Pete. It's the secret of Mogwai. I mean, it's your story, so they should have, you know.
But I don't think I remembered his character, but yeah, that has to have been his Gremlins character.
Wait, Corey Feldman's in Gremlins?
Yeah, he spills the water. That's what they're talking about. He spills water on Gizmo. He causes everything, basically.
Oh, I forgot about that.
your character story.
What I was alluding to, and then we, I'm
you
friends
with Looney Tunes.
No, I was a friend. I'm alluding to a friend of mine is Andy Licht. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, good play on words.
You know what movie you did with him?
No, but I remember the name. Oh wait, License to Drive.
That's it.
Yes,
you did License to Drive with DeCorey. Right, yeah. So in his next movie after License to Drive was a movie called Little Monsters, which I did.
Yeah, I remember that.
So you've worked with a lot of friends. We've worked.
Didn't Joe direct that?
Joe Dante?
Yeah.
No, Joe Dante. Who's a wonderful guy. Do you still stay in touch with Joe?
I love Joe. We should call him.
I haven't spoken to him.
Joe Dante. He never answers my phone calls, so you should call him.
What he won't great, take my calls.
It would just be some old man too. It's just Joe Dante, old director. Like,
Well, Joe Dante hosts. He has a horror podcast or a filmmaking.
He
podcast.
He does it with his daughter.
with his daughter and his grandkids. Imagine having a famous grandpa.
Joe Dante is you would phone it? You have his number?
I have his number. We just saw each other last week. There was a 35th anniversary.
Jim, what am I doing?
The Burbs.
Oh, I love that movie,
Burbs
too.
Burbs is so good.
Was that Tom Hanks,
Tom
too?
Hanks, yeah. Carrie Fisher, Bruce Dern. Great cast.
Is he not directing anymore?
He is. He's more selective. Much more selective.
Very selective. What's the last movie he's done?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Joe. Let's call him.
Really?
Let's find out the 411.
Dude, he really wants to call him?
Yep, I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
Let's see if we can get it. Are you going to be able to hear it?
You dial it, and I'll plug it in as soon as you dial it.
Okay.
And you'll be able to.
This is weirdly a different Corey than I've seen in quite a while.
This is not the Corey that we're used to where, I guess it's because he's not pitching anything.
Yeah.
Because normally that's one of his things, one of his ticks. And this is a classic Corey is he's there to promote his thing, and you better not fucking talk about
anything
else.
Although he is debuting his new song on this. It debuted on this podcast.
But that's he knows that's going to happen. Yeah. He doesn't have to plug it. You're going to get to see it. Normally he's like, I want to fucking say these things. Stop interrupting me. Stop stepping on me. I'm trying to tell you these stories. But right here, it seems like he kind of came in a little looser.
Because usually this is not the case, but maybe he actually does respect Howie Mandel. Because we watched him, it wasn't even that long ago, we watched him on, what was it, Pauly Shore's podcast?
Yeah, and he was
but
a dickhead.
He definitely didn't really respect Pauly, or he wasn't impressed, because he probably looks at Pauly Shore as, well, he definitely looks at Pauly Shore as below him.
Yes.
Maybe because Howie Mandel is older? I don't know. There's something going on.
I just don't
here.
Understand how you could respect him, because Howie Mandel isn't Corey Feldman.
That's true.
He doesn't know I'm going
to
do this, though.
Well, either did I.
Well, there you go. So let me try and see if I can...
See if he comes on.
Yeah.
Wow, Joe Dante.
I'll plug it in.
Joe Dante is... my son is wandering around under the lights and stuff. What is going on? Am I moving again?
Joe.
Oh, you're just texting.
I'm going to text him to give him an advance notice so he doesn't feel...
We're not going to FaceTime. We're not going to FaceTime.
No. I just don't want to ambush him. He's, guy.
You don't want to pick up the phone in your underpants.
Right. I'm here with Howie.
This is him pretending that he has his number.
I think he was like, I've got his number. And he's like, call him. He's like,
shit. Oh, no.
Okay. And then he's like, why are we not calling him? He's like, I'm texting him.
Oh, no.
And Del doing... his show.
Wow.
And we want to call.
Call your friends and neighbors. We're now doing out loud texting.
Fun.
Yeah.
What's not fun is we should call him.
Yeah, no, texting.
Hey, we want to call you, dude.
I'm just telling you what
Corey
I'm saying.
Feldman.
I think we ambushed you when we texted you.
You did.
Yes,
with Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
But so you guys, did you call? I don't know if you called.
No, we did. He just texted.
Tried.
He wasn't going to put you on blast like that.
He wasn't going to do that. Yeah. I told him to.
He was more polite than that.
I saw you guys together.
Jerry's a very polite guy.
Yes, he's a friend.
He's a wonderful guy.
He's a good guy. And I watched you two on his show. He's got a show called The Talk on CBS. And you sang Stand By Me together.
We did Stand By Me together with my band.
Wait, have we watched that?
Pretty sure we did. We'll have to
watch it again.
Though.
Yeah, because I feel like we better watch it again.
Fun.
Your band, music.
I don't think
is your priority
that.
Now. We'll wait till see if he's okay with that. Is he answering?
He hasn't answered yet, but you know what? Let's just give him.
He's very selective when it comes to
speaking
texts.
Oh, really?
He only chooses to answer certain texts,
you're right
like films.
That. You're right about.
Am
that.
I?
Yes, you are.
I mean, on
he's
one hand,
owning him.
On one hand, Corey looks livelier than we've ever seen him. On the other hand, this is just straight drivel what they're doing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
there's
nothing here at all. Should we call them? Should we text them? I'm going to call them. Oh, we're going to call them?
This is what me and Jeff do when you have to, like, run downstairs and, like, grab the pizza or something.
Yeah, let's see.
The fact that he's not answering your text, does that take that as a hint?
Not immediately. No, I mean, he may be in the bathroom. He may be sleeping. He may be...
You've never answered a text in the bathroom?
I try not to.
Really?
Well, I don't want my hands to be dirty and get on my phone. That's disgusting. Yeah, right.
Well, I don't. About. Once I wipe, I don't text.
I mean, I know you care pre-wipe. About germs. I know you care
I do,
about
but
germs.
I have a, and they're not a sponsor. I have a Toto toilet. So it's just a, it's a power wash.
Oh, isn't that
so
nice?
My hands stay clean.
So you get that nice warm buttocks.
I do. I have a hot ass.
Yeah, that's hot.
Hot, wet
that's
ass. Hot. Yeah. Was that a movie?
Hot, wet ass. Ass.
It's hot.
Howie Mandel starring in.
They didn't even get
hot.
It right.
Wait, it's so they put Corey's head coming out of the ass. They're are they owning Corey right now?
Is it Corey
with his bit?
I think they are. Corey's the poop. Corey's the poop coming out
they're
of the
making
ass.
Corey the shit.
And he just took like a selfie like on his phone real quick. It's like for the graphics.
We should screen cap this and tweet it at Corey and be like, "Did you see what the fuck Howie did to you? Can you believe this shit?"
That's good. That's actually really good because you know we'd be like, "What? Why would he do that?"
wet ass.
There might have been a movie.
I can only imagine
that, but also
Jeremy's
Hot Wet American Summer was a
what?
Movie. Hot Wet American
Oh my God,
Summer,
this fucking girl is terrible. I'm furious at her. What is she doing?
That's the PG version of Wet Hot
That
ass.
Wasn't really PG either.
I didn't see it.
All right, I'm calling to see if he answers.
Okay, it's close. I can hear him.
So you are going to ambush him.
Why did
she decided
you went from not
I just well, I gave him the warning Dante. Shot. I gave him the warning shot. We'll see if he answers.
Wow.
Joe, he could completely ignore us.
Gremlins. He created. He like this, made this Gremlins what
man,
it was.
The man.
I haven't talked to him maybe 30.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Forwarded. I got no love. All right.
He's not available.
We'll leave him a message. We'll
the guy is
message.
So selective. How
this,
busy can he be
this
selecting?
This is not Joe Dante's number.
There we go.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy? This is your old pal, Corey Feldman. I saw you last week, if you remember. We did that little Q&A together. Anyway, I'm here with your other good friend, long lost friend from the past.
I'm not a good friend.
Mr. Howie Mandel. You're not a good friend.
Well,
I'd love to be his friend.
That's the Corey thing. That's what Corey would do.
Yeah.
Because when he does cameos. Yeah, he does cameos and is like, oh, your good friend Mary said that, you know, you're a big fan and I'm a good friend too. I'm not really a good friend.
Obviously,
but,
I've never met you.
I'm being paid to say this, but.
I don't know anything about you and I'm making all this up.
Yes, he's never reached out. I don't have his number. I can't text him. And he has made a decision not to pick up the phone when.
Right. Howie says you don't love him and he's very hurt by this now. This is probably going to cause all kinds of rifts. There's going to be beef between you and Howie.
Who else can we call?
I don't want to get in the middle of this. All I want to say is we love you, Joe.
I've got everyone.
I miss you, Joe.
Miss you and appreciate all the great work you
do. Hey, I'm just hanging out with Howie.
And if you happen to get this message in the next, say, 45 minutes, I'm here on the podcast.
And I'm all, can I just say something? And I'm always looking for work, and I am not selective.
That's right. Howie's not selective.
Hey, Steve Guttenberg, I'm just hanging out on Howie's show, wondering what you guys are, what you're up to.
We called Tom Hanks.
Oh, no, is that Corey's,
band?
Was that Corey's
Can I just say something? And I'm always looking for work, and I am not selective. By rule.
In front of your daughter of all things, I'm so sorry. That was really tasteless.
It's not. No,
tasteless.
She's an adult.
That's true.
She's an adult. And it's not only in front of my daughter. I see that your son is back there, too.
That's true. But yeah. he's fine with
that. That's
kids.
His son,
too. Is he? Is your
Wait,
son,
the cowboy
son?
Guy is his son?
Is it this guy?
Oh, I thought it was the cowboy
the
guy.
Old cowboy.
Wouldn't it be insane if that was his son?
I thought it was.
I think it's this guy.
Wouldn't it be insane if his twin brother was his son?
I could be wrong, though. Look at this shit. Look at all the shit they have for the Howie Mandel podcast.
I think it's crazy that they cut away to a screenshot of the movie Mystery Men. That joke's for nobody, but I fucking felt like a good one.
I'm with gay porn. He's all right.
Is he? Does he? Is your son? How old's your son?
My son is 19.
Yeah. Did he say gay?
He's fine.
I'm a gay porn user.
My daughter. I see that your son is back there
too.
Well,
just like like a low-hanging fruit joke.
Yeah, I just want to hear what he says.
He's trying to be like, ooh, gay porn.
But yeah. he's fine with gay porn. He's all
right. Is he? Does he? Is your son? How old's your son?
My son is 19.
You guys look like brothers. We should bring him.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
He's carrying a bucket. What is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, it's a cowboy guy.
Dan! come on in. Come say hello.
It's a party.
Zen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that name. It's, that was the other
Zen.
Kid.
Is he Zen?
He embodies it. He is literally the embodiment of Zen.
Yeah, how many kids do you have? One?
One.
This
one
is
and
it.
Only.
Just one Zen and
I
a bucket.
I should have thought of that. I should have named my kids
God.
Zen so it's that they embody Zen.
Come you know,
I should
be your father.
Come over here, Zen.
Yeah, me too, guys.
Hi, Zen.
Uh-oh, it's going to be his first interview. Now you're in the
Oh, you've
seat.
Never been interviewed?
Never.
Wow.
Once
are you feeling?
My mom.
What?
My mom.
Well, that doesn't count.
Once by your mom.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Your
Hi.
Mom interviewed you?
Yeah, she had a podcast about 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was a Corey Feldman podcast.
Just talking
Listen
to, your
to
son.
How retarded yeah. he sounds. He sounds so
He's
retarded.
He's a surfer, bro.
He looks like Bam Margera.
Like Pauly Shore.
Yeah. No, she had a couple family members and stuff like that, but yeah.
It's like Mexico.
I don't know if that's yeah. a podcast
you
as much as
yes,
that.
Yeah, I'm
you
do have a Zen kid, kind of,
even the way you talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
What is your tattoo?
So I have a couple tattoos.
Explain what they are.
So this is...
This one says my dad's gay.
Yeah.
This just, one says my dad's retarded and yeah. Arabish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Star Wars, but I also like, hate my dad.
I think my dad's gay and I like Star Wars. And sniffy.
Tahuti from ancient Egypt. And yeah, so I have Tahuti on my left arm.
Yeah, that's a backroom friend
right
tattoo.
Mm. And yeah, it's a lot of...
These are the Epic Universe coins for each of the land. That's where all the theme... Yeah, that's where all the theme park heads out there. Uh-oh, what'd you unplug?
Did I unplug something?
Let me see. Yeah, yeah, no, you're good, you're good. Oh, okay. That's okay.
Spiritual essence within the art, and I love tattoos. My dad has tattoos. My stepdad has tattoos.
Yeah, he really is like a cholo kid, huh?
My mom has tattoos.
Who's his mom?
Shia LaBeouf when he's a cholo.
When Shia just turns into a cholo when yeah. he's in the Suicide Squad guys movies.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Barenthal and he just starts talking to him like a cholo. That's a great interview.
Yeah,
she was the woman on the Two Corey show. It was like the three of us.
That was your wife?
That was my wife.
Were you married?
And his mom. We were at the time, yeah.
Wow. Are you amicable?
We are amicable.
That was your wife. Wonderful. Were you married?
And what do you do?
I do a lot of things.
My dad's Corey Feldman.
Yeah, my dad was a child star. I don't have to do anything. And my dad's a current pop superstar.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't mean he has a deal with Universal, folks. That does not mean he's got an exclusive, right?
He's omniversal.
I don't know that word.
That means he does everything, everywhere, all the time.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
It's all like these a little Korean pop-ups.
Yeah,
are
I was
going to
say
burns.
Yeah, Howie keeps having pop-ups come that are just burning Corey and his son.
Yes, exactly.
You are that Korean movie.
I am basically the embodiment of Kiwi that Kwan. Movie.
Why do you carry a bucket at your age? That shouldn't be on your list. Why are you carrying a bucket? What's in the bucket?
So. This is a bucket for my dad.
Oh, that's nice.
From my
Shukin.
Dad.
More, he carries my bucket.
For you.
So my dad's shit bucket. He'll yeah. only shit in the bucket anywhere we go.
Yeah, he's a weird freak.
My dad's a weird fucking freak goblin man.
One thing about my dad, right, dude, yeah, is he'll only shit in a bucket.
He's like, maybe
Rogers!
Do you know my dad, dude?
He's right to the door.
Dave, what do you know about my dog?
He turns into fucking crushes Sea Talk or whatever the fuck.
Retard.
For you from my dad.
What is it?
It is a box of Funko Pops that he got popped
Oh
in.
My God, they brought the Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Oh of course God. They did.
How did he find a couple extras?
I mean, yeah, with all the
flying
the
off the shelves,
skyrocketing sales of Funko Pops, how could he even have a few to bring to Howie
wow.
Mandel? These are worth $600
collector's
each.
Items.
Yeah. He's locked in for the Funko.
Show me them.
Team.
This is well, it's a present.
Show me
it's
them.
Present. You
Show
can have
them.
You can have one or both.
Well, one. One, please.
One. Well, the other one's mine.
Yeah, we'll just invoice
you. You can't have mine now. That's mine. You can only have one of them. The one that's not signed.
There's, yeah, two Zen Funko Pops.
You can have one. You can buy.
Yeah, this is a diamond Zen. He's like smoking a doobie.
You can
this
have
a Target
one.
Exclusive.
You can buy the other one.
Yeah.
You have to buy the other.
What is this? This is the Corey Feldman... Funko.
I love
this is amazing. Corey, you got to sign it.
I will, of course.
If you give me $78.
The glitter one.
Right next to you.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the glitter version for all the bling.
Oh, wow. God, dude. Wow. I can't believe he swapped out. I mean, at least for now, it's not like he got rid of the box set, but he just completely like swapped out the box set for the Funko Pops now. Yeah. Just another like worthless stack of vinyl for the other one.
He bought a second storage unit
because
the first one was full of box sets.
He's like, oh, the wolves are at Corey's door for these Funko Pops. I got to start flipping these.
I can't wait till the Love Lost Funko Pop comes out. That's the next step.
I can't wait for Howie to ask him to sign it and he has to do it through gritted teeth because he's not getting any money for it.
Oh. Look at that Q producer with pen. That is so well done. Look at
here. Pass it to your dad.
Why don't you have a Funko?
No. I don't have a Funko.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen.
Yeah, Gizmo.
Gizmo has a Funko.
Gizmo does, which Gizmo. I want.
Of course, you can make it happen. All you have to do is give them money, and they'll just make one.
Dude, did you hear? He's asking if Howie will sign a Gizmo Funko Pop for him because you know he's gonna fucking sell it.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna flip that bitch.
Yeah, like at a store around the corner.
He's gonna go to a Funko Pop store.
You want me to replace it?
I'm friends with the owner. I can make it happen. Okay. I promise.
He gives him
a real prop or something.
He's friends with the owner the same way that I'm friends with the guy that owns McDonald's because I ate there earlier today.
No, but it sounds like Howie has like probably a Gizmo Funko Pop on a shelf somewhere, and he wants Howie to give him that, and he'll like, I'll get you one from the owner.
I'll get you another one.
Equal. Signed Gizmo, signed Corey Feldman, exclusive pop.
Could I get that talking Donald Trump doll? Because we all don't hear enough of that voice.
These are parting gifts.
If they can just load the whole
party
rack.
Favors.
If they can load the whole rack, because you've got some pretty cool stuff up there, I mean, I must say.
Yeah. Do you have another?
I thought my pop was cool, but you...
No, this is great. This is kind of like a... What this is like fan... It's like a fan meeting. We're getting signatures. We're exchanging each of our Funkos.
Every podcast needs a shelf, so they just got like garage shelving and threw a fucking rack and they just threw a bunch of crap on it.
It was behind a grocery store waiting to get taken away,
and it's not like it's by them. Maybe it's on like the dance stage or something.
Yeah, it's not even on camera or anything.
That on every single podcast. Keep like someone brings something shining. Of theirs and you let them by take the way, something of yours and you just keep exchanging.
He's like, by the way, I don't support Palestine. Israel, number one.
My favorite thing on a podcast is when three people are all talking at the exact same time, but not about the same thing.
And the gay porn. Did you hear that? He didn't miss
everybody,
the cue.
Everybody heard that.
I heard that. That was very good. I'm only 19. So I'm not into gay porn.
Nobody said you were into gay porn.
That was not the...
He starts calling him a homo and shit. My kid's a homo.
He starts stancing up on his dad. What'd you say about me? It's like one of those Adam 22 fights.
Or... Zen goes on a transphobic rant.
No mood to that. I just said you were okay with it.
Do you have a significant other? I'm sorry?
I do not, no.
Okay, so that's why you're saying it, because you're looking.
Because I'm gay.
Yeah.
How do you go? Are you dating? Do you date a lot?
No. When I do date, I do date like
a lot.
Tens.
A lot. I mean, mm-hmm.
And when you don't date, you date less.
Yeah. No.
I date like women and shit.
Howie really is a fucking sarcastic motherfucker. Yeah. He's really fucking owning these people at every second.
Yeah,
he's
dunking on him any chance, like any opening is like pa pa pow.
Speak. On this behalf, but he's a very.
When you talk about dating, you want your dad to tell.
No, he's not a player like that.
My dad has to come on all my dates.
Loyal person. So if he was going to date somebody,
yeah, we're doing a new reality show.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is he would be dating them specifically, right?
What?
I mean,
dude, what if Zen started hooking up with Corey's ex, Courtney?
Oh yeah.
No, but he already said he's not gay.
Your thing.
Monogamy would be,
No, he's not agreeing with you.
Wouldn't monogamy be your thing?
Monogamy.
Yeah, I mean, one person at a time for sure.
Right. But how many one people in one night would you sue? Like, what's the most? In one night.
Dad, maybe that's not okay.
Stop that. No. Stop that.
Maybe that's not okay.
Don't you want to know? Hey, listen.
I don't want to know. 19. I don't want to know. I'm dad. This is not.
But dad has a little bit of a history.
Dad does have a history, and I'm very honest with my son about my history.
and you don't want him to follow in your footsteps. I'm not talking about the bad stuff. All
my
the
son knows
stuff,
that I suck dick until my lips fall off.
My yeah. son knows what happened to my lips.
They're on some man's cock.
You're sober now.
Yeah, I went down the dark road for like 2-3 years, but we all know that was
two, three years.
Advantage of me. Once I got sober,
he's talking about the current dark road he's on right now.
I love how he's so confident he could slip that in, but no one's gonna push back on it because it's like, all right, well. Yeah. Apparently he's doing better right now. I don't want to like shit on
it'd
him.
It'd be funny if a fucking image shows up 2 or 3 yeah. years.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then someone go like, what?
One of his passive aggressive graphics pops up on the screen.
Yeah.
About a liar. Lot of crazy times, trust me, but they weren't bad. They were good, like you were saying. Fun times.
Are without over, because this is not what I was going to talk about today, but have any of those adults that you speak of ended up in jail?
Yes, one's in jail right now, actually, John Grissom. Is in prison, thank God, finally. After my movie came out
predators.
About a year later, they found him in Mexico where he'd been on the run. And he ended up getting so much pressure, I think because of the film, a lot of people started recognizing him. And he got beat.
I think it might have been because of the commentary.
Yeah, I think there's this YouTube commentary spreading awareness about this man.
We saw you on the Corey documentary. Jigs up.
Federale. We saw you from the rape of two quarries.
Jim and them sent us.
I think it's my connections to the Sinaloa cartel.
And he got brought in, and they said basically if he didn't turn himself in, they were going to either kill him or whatever because he was in Mexico. So he turned himself in.
Yeah, well, you know how Mexicans do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said he was either going to get turned in like to the authorities like regular or him. I don't know. They're going to smash his head with donkey leg.
It's like the fucking purge down there.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever they do in Mexico.
I don't know. I think they take a donkey job out and swipe his head off.
And they took him at the Arizona border. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And this hell doesn't really end. I've been reading about that Nickelodeon guy.
Yeah,
Dan Schneider.
His name is.
The guy
from I heard about that guy. Jim and them were talking about him. Oh, that Mike guy was really creepy about Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I heard it on another Jim and them commentary.
Yeah, those guys are really spreading a lot of awareness.
The dialogue coach.
Oh, yeah, Brian Peck.
Yeah.
So there's Dan Schneider and Brian Peck and Marty Weiss.
And
Marty
Rob Reiner.
Also part of my document. So we basically revealed all these names in the document.
No, he's not.
Everybody's
it's a dick measuring contest. He's like, well, we did it first.
We need the names. All of these names were in the documentary. Brian Peck, he's been at it for years and years, keeps getting, you know, break after break after break, even though he's convicted, just like Marty Weiss. They're convicted pedophiles, and they somehow still get jobs on Hollywood sets.
Skip ahead.
With kids, that same kind of drive. It's got to have that thing that makes me dance. It makes me want to move so that it comes alive when I perform it. So those are the ones people know. Those are the ones that stick in people's head. But if you actually ever listen to one of my albums, you'd understand that they're very diverse. And I actually have a whole separate project.
In fact, they're written by dozens of different people.
Yeah, I actually have tons of different terrible songs, not just the bad ones you've heard.
You could fit like, I don't know, like maybe 7 compact discs of my bad music. In fact, there's like 7 versions of each of my songs. I only have 5 songs.
You might even get a magazine, some shades, maybe a Hershey's Kiss or a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, have you ever wanted a Tootsie Roll?
That's another band with a couple of the guys from Pink Floyd. John Karen and Scott Page from Pink Floyd are in the band with me. It's an amazing band called Truth Movement. Storm Thurgeson, who did all of Pink Floyd's artwork through the years, actually came back and did our artwork, did all of the concept art, which was amazing.
What?
So it's a really great album. We have a couple albums from that band, but one with everybody.
The Truth Movement.
And so that whole thing is like listening to like a modern day classic rock.
I think that's just his band that plays with him or did at a certain point. I think it's one of his old albums.
Oh, okay.
Band like Pink Floyd meets the Beatles meets Stones, that kind of vibe.
How would you describe this new song, this new sound?
Yes,
it's not very different. You know, here's the thing. I wanted something to fit this tour because this tour is with Limp Bizkit. So Limp Bizkit is the headliner. Fred Durst was kind enough to ask us to come along. So I'm very honored and flattered that he thought of me. It's beautiful. He's a great guy. We did a song together. We actually did a song together on my last album, Angelic to the Core.
Yeah.
My new album's called Love Left 2, but
Just one of how he's before this, fake
Fred and I did a great
pictures.
Song together.
It looks fucking retarded.
Yeah,
and no one believes that's the cover. They think it's one of Howie's classic. Think, yeah,
it's another
burns.
Way that they're burning him.
Who's making these memes?
So years later,
and you said you're doing
it's him
a
coming
video.
Out of an ass.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a video. Hopefully, he'll be in it as well. And then on the tour, it's not just him and I, but it's Bones, it's Nate No Face, Riff Raff, who's emceeing. So what he wants is like kind of like
you know
a,
Riff Raff's just like mocking like Corey, like, look at this fucking stupid ass.
Stupid ass, right now.
Coming up next, look at this dumb ass, fucking stupid ass.
Michael Jackson ass.
Show where you never know let's what's going to happen. You don't know what's real,
let's call
what's
him.
Not.
He'd
it's
pick
just
up.
Madness,
he up.
Craziness.
We
like, every night is going to be... Remember,
let's call Max Albert. Let's call Riff Raff's manager.
Happenings in the 70s. Yes. So he wants to create like a happening every night of this tour. So you never know what's real and what's not.
So what
you
is the name of the tour?
Happen. It's called Loserville.
Loserville.
Well, or as I like to call it, Low Serve Ill.
Low Serville. We will have
because you know it fucking hurts every. I feel like Howie purposely asked him because he wanted him to say it. By the way,
what's it called? I'm a fucking loser.
So you're all a bunch of fucking losers, huh?
Lose Irv Isle. What did he say?
Low Serve Ill.
To call it Low Serve Ill.
Low Serve Ill. Because I'm not a loser. You know that, Howie.
Sorry, I started coming. my dad.
Yeah, the gay porn, right, Zen?
That's what Zen watches.
I was thinking about my husband.
Not me. I was raped. Zen watches gay porn.
There'll be a click so that they can buy. Are tickets available?
Oh, yeah,
a
click.
Yes. Well, so obviously to get regular tickets, you can go through Ticketmaster.
But you got
to
get the VIP.
You can get bullshit tickets from me.
Area. But if you want
to
meet
go to CoreyFeldman.net.
You want to come backstage.
I know
and
that
say
was
hi to
not affiliated
to.
It's just at a bar.
Pay us $500 and you'll get 6 Funko Pops and you'll get to meet me.
It blazes over the tour dates and he's like, but
it's so great that the tickets are completely separate and they're only sold through him. And he has to go into an alley somewhere.
You go to a B-dubs and hang out with Corey Feldman.
Pictures and sign autographs and all that fun stuff. You can do that exclusively at CoreyFeldman.net. We're selling the tickets for the VIP meet and greets and it's available right now. So you can just go to your website and go to CoreyFeldman.net and there you have it.
Corey, are you acting at all?
I'm acting like I care. No, I'm just
How did you pretend to laugh?
Well, because that was an annoyed joke. That was like a why the fuck are you asking me this question? I'm going on tour, I just said.
Actually, I kind of went on soft retirement for the last few years, so I could
Joe Dante
pass. Yeah, being more selective. I kind of wanted to put that on the back burner so I could really focus. Because, growing up, every record label I would ever meet with, which always slammed the door on my face.
I was about to say
but
that.
They would always say, oh, you're an actor.
They're like,
we can't
get
take
the fuck out of
because
here.
Because you're never going to dedicate the time that we need for you to make this your number one priority.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's why they didn't want to sign him. They're like, oh my God, you're not going to vote. You're such a great, prolific actor. You're not going to have time for music.
You're right there, kid, but you got to choose.
Sorry, kid.
It's the Rocky coach.
What's it going to be? Big wig, Hollywood actor. Musical talent, entrepreneur. You got to choose between one of them.
Famous hot guy or musical retard?
Sorry. Come find me in 30 years. I think you'll be ready then.
And I would always say, yes, I will. And they didn't believe me, so they would just always slam the door.
They didn't believe me because I'm a notorious
and
liar.
And I thought about that. And I was like, you know what?
He's like, please, well, suck your dick, man.
I've got to prove to myself that I'm willing to take that time and dedicate it to
being
the best
that I can
be.
Sorry, I'm coming. I start thinking about
sucking. Because why do it if you can't be the best at your craft? So I obviously work very, very, very hard to improve all the time, to make myself better, to grow. And so I spent the last 3-4 years doing nothing but music with, an occasional cameo here or there sort of thing just to keep people happy. But really, it's been
to keep people happy, a.k.a. Corey Feldman.
And the 3 or 4 years of him doing nothing but music consisted of him re-releasing all his old music and having like a sprinkle of maybe a new song.
Two
and
bad
then
songs.
One of them was just a redo of an old song, I remember.
Well, there's Comeback
Although
King.
Although Comeback King is new.
And then this.
And then this, did he have any other songs that weren't just redos?
Everything else was a redo or him trying to sell Love Lost for the fifth time.
Writing. I mean, we've put out, the last album I put out, was actually a box set.
Yes.
And so there were four CDs
Our
and
favorite.
Two DVDs. We made a whole documentary.
If you're playing Corey Bingo,
we went into the archives.
You brought up the
and
box
all
set.
This great footage from the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s of me performing. So we've put together this great collection. We've put together demos and unreleased material that have never come out before. Stuff from all the way back in the 80s. Movie soundtracks that have never been released for people to buy the music.
Filler crap.
And then a brand new album. With
Hershey
like
Kisses.
New songs
packs
on it.
Of cigarettes.
So it's been very, very
sunglasses
busy.
We bought
a lot
in
of work
bulk
done.
From
and
fucking all sorts of websites.
It's beautiful.
And now a new thing. This
Love
whole,
Left 2.1, the box.
Ooh, we got it. Oh, it's now one new thing, huh?
Yeah, he's not going to let you fucking interrupt his promo either for the box.
Do we love Howie?
I see it on your,
yeah, we love Howie.
Necklace. And your necklace, your jacket, and you are your son is 3 years away from that.
That's right. Imagine what festivities we'll have the day he turns 22. Oh my God.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I fuck you.
Damn, yeah, he's really sizing him up. I fucking him for a second.
A lot of pillow talk right now.
I was also thinking about maybe changing my name to just 22.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Please do that.
Maybe.
Dude.
You're going to go to the
Prince.
How
is the best? He's like, are you serious?
Yeah, you, what?
I can't tell because you're of course.
Prince called himself the symbol or the artist or whatever. Yeah, why not? Exactly.
Why not? Tell me something about your father we don't know.
He's Ooh, gay. Good question.
Thank you very much.
He's a fucking loser.
He's fucking...
Shit, you already know that.
Fucking gay ass. He starts being like a fucking loser.
Patience.
Oof. He has patience.
Don't you think I have a lot of patience waiting for that answer?
Dude, Howie rocks.
Howie's the best.
Just shitting all over him.
Yeah, he doesn't give anyone a fucking fucking inch.
All right, we could skip
just
ahead.
Just zoom
to
in on him making
like
a Jon Stewart face during the fucking performance.
It's a perfect way to segue into my song. Thanks.
There's a new song.
Wait,
do you
we did hear what it was.
Because
it was Howie.
Or do you want to say
something? Howie fucking zinged him.
Oh yeah, do you want to hear what the segue
was?
Yeah,
he zinged him up.
I skipped ahead.
Okay. With the drop of one more
okay, Debbie Downer,
prolapsed anus.
Okay, Miss Titanic.
One more prolapsed anus.
Yeah, bring
and
up
you are right back into the iceberg.
This show's gay panic all the way through.
Yeah, it is.
Paused left and right.
They're saying that Corey looks like a prolapsed anus.
What is that?
That's a prolapsed anus. Yeah. We're not taking a shot of that.
Yeah. Why?
So people's anuses fall out.
Did yours?
Look at Zen's face. Yeah. It's not so Zen anymore.
Yeah, that was very un-Zen-like.
No, I posted that on, and I got almost canceled.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, at any moment.
Oh, so they really have a picture of a prolapsed anus somewhere in the studio, but they won't show it?
It was the weird thing that Howie Mandel did that was based. It was like during some, like, COVID thing. He's like, I think I have COVID, and posted a picture of a prolapsed anus. And they did try to spin it like he mocks, you know, like misinformation.
That's a good bit.
It's like, yeah, maybe I Mandel is rules.
That's like what we do when we're like, oh, wow, have you seen this? something.
Yeah, he posted on his Twitter like a prolapsed anus.
He could drive his ship into an iceberg.
Right.
And then your asshole falls out.
Yeah.
And then your asshole falls out. Very nice.
Is that a good lead up to the...
That's a perfect way to segue into my song. Thanks.
There's a new song. Do you want to say something before you play
Which you
or do
can
you
see
want
that
to say
Corey's
something?
I would say, let's not take ourselves. He said it like a joke,
seriously,
but he meant
folks.
It like, well,
the song is
I guess we're fucking talking about asses for my song.
Okay, go play.
Okay, here we go.
Hurry up. Let's hear the live version of this song. Oh, this is part of it live, too?
Dude, you know that
yeah, he's the lead singer.
You know that Howie is like fucking like, what the fuck is this?
And he has the box set as his guitar.
Does he
He does.
Oh my God. Good call.
22.
Does he also have the lyrics in front of him?
Probably. Yeah. Just something to obscure his tiny body.
My honk honk.
Dude, it's like the sketch, and I think you should leave when the guy's throwing plates and playing the fucking organ, the crazy organ.
No backing track, Howie. Press the button. She has a button for it.
Corey's like doing like finger bass while he pretends to play guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just need something to hold. He plays guitar like Lil Wayne plays guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, here comes our favorite part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Kicks over the mic stand.
Now it's this part. This part should never sound.
This is like the Beatles meets Pink Floyd.
Meets the Stones.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Then she hits the other button.
Dude, imagine you're like, hey, you want to go to Limp Bizkit? And then this is fucking playing, and you're like, what the? You're like, you're fucking furious.
Yeah, you're just shitting in a watermelon, getting ready. You gotta hit her with the old Tila tequila treatment.
I hit her with a Tila tequila bomb.
He's focused on not playing the guitar.
Yeah! I mean, it does have the structure of a fake song that you, like, wrote in a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is reading the words.
Yeah, he doesn't even know the words.
He doesn't know the fucking words.
We need that sheet.
He's, like, staring at it. It's like he's doing karaoke.
Karaoke.
Well, about
that's what the comeback king's about.
Dude, that love left guitar, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Can I say, well, wow is what I have to say. And, you know, I want you to speak to it first before I tell you. I did tell you before you played it that I thought that this was authentic because I think you speak of yourself, this little circus that you created or that happens around you. That's how the song starts.
Yeah.
With that kind of circus and people laughing. And, you talk.
The mockery.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically,
just show Jim and them.
It's all the Jim and them followers, you know. That's what they call themselves.
Listen to one of the very first songs
they
ever wrote.
They go by many names: the Wolfpack, Jim and them,
Arctic locker room of Wolfpack goons.
When I was 15 years old, it's called "It's So Simple," which is actually a very authentic rock song, just like a nice acoustic guitar that builds with like all organic instrumentation.
You know what I love?
I wrote it when I was 15. I love
it's really a simple sort of normal song.
I love authentic rock songs that are just acoustic guitar. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Being about how the world could be a better place if we believed in it and if we all made an effort to be a little less selfish and a little more selfless.
Yeah,
and
be so less the song's selfish, called like Corey fucking
so the point
Feldman.
Being, that's always been important to me. It's always been important to put a positive message into the song. If you're going to make music,
fuck you, haters.
Yeah,
you're a loser. I'm a winner.
You're a fucking joke.
As a result of being an actor, you know, I'm sitting here.
I'm awesome. Oh, you're a joke.
Are we still on...
Are we still doing this
we're
shit?
Still on here.
Are we still doing the show?
I thought you were recording. I was about to go.
I thought my dad was just fucking doing that thing where he just doesn't shut the fuck up.
You go chill.
All right. Nice talking with you, Zen. Thanks for joining us today.
Right in the middle of your father's dissertation.
That means he was bored. That means he's done. He doesn't care.
Yeah, we're all bored, Corey.
3 seconds. That's all we get these days. Three seconds.
Talk about authentic.
He was there for like 20 minutes.
Oh, are we still on
that
air?
Guy.
Well, also, it was kind of clear that they were like, he probably did the song first.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like get up.
It was
a
fake cutaway.
Yeah, it was like a weird fake cutaway. So I think Zen was just like, all right, I guess this is done now. They're just bullshitting at this point. Wait, what do we do to this one?
Oh, it's like,
do we
like,
do the same? What do we...
All right. I remember doing some shoulders.
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh.
That's right. We make fun of Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
As you can see, not a Hollywood.
I'm in hell.
Yeah, it was a joke now.
Yeah. You gotta just play the clip.
Yeah.
Imagine it being a podcast, isn't there?
I don't even remember what this is for.
I don't remember either. It's literally
get
like
subs, I think.
It's literally like a dollar, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's really something like that.
It's like a YouTube super chat, maybe?
Yeah, it's like a YouTube, like a dollar. YouTube. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And we get to keep 17
moment cents. Of this whole very, podcast.
Very authentic.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway. So now that my kid's fallen asleep, where was I? All right.
I don't know.
I don't either. Okay. So point being that like, I always, you know, was very,
thank you, Moz Wildful,
kind of, you know,
for giving us some
gifts
of gift memberships on YouTube.
As an
fuck
actor,
yeah.
That's what that was. It was the
see,
gift membership.
I thought it was gift subs.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
In those days, in the 80s especially, people did not want to accept the fact that you could be an actor and you could be a singer-songwriter.
Oh my God,
and a dancer,
shut up.
And a producer,
that's not true.
And all these things. It was impossible because
that's
what happened was in the 70s.
That's
was
like
a
the
bunch
least
of
true thing.
Cheesy
actor, dancer,
actor
singer.
Albums that came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just like Corey
John
Feldman,
Travolta,
the actor, dancer, singer.
Scott Baio to, you know, just everything.
Dude, the gall. Valid. The fucking balls of this guy to call other actor music
yeah,
like cheesy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to bring out Bruce Willis, too? Didn't Bruce Willis have, like, Bruno? Or
Keanu Reeves, dog star, baby.
Yeah, they're going to be in town soon.
I saw them last time they were here.
Oh, nice.
Everybody that was a popular teen actor suddenly had an album, and they all flopped. And
well,
so because,
John Travolta had that number one hit from Grease.
Well, right, because it was Grease. You know? But I'm saying, like, solo album.
Completely
solo
shits
album.
On his whole fucking comparison.
I love the cutaways and the goofs. How he rules.
Did you ever hear his solo album?
No.
That's my point.
Okay.
So there was a lot of those that came out. Like everybody, Alyssa Milano had an album. Everybody had an album.
Right.
Dude, he's really shitting on
you. Had another shitty gay album like them.
Everyone had a bad album. So when my bad album came out, everyone knew better.
This is so wild that he's really shitting on other
actors. Genuinely mad. He's like, they saw it coming. Because I released my awful album and everyone knew better by the time I came around.
The Jackson 5 kid had an album.
Around and said, hey, here's my album. They were like, yeah, right, whatever, dude. Nobody took it seriously because they were like, we've seen this. We've seen this story. They all flop. Nobody cares. So
yeah, they
I was
even
fighting against
it.
That current always. But then on the other side of the coin, I've got Michael
the
Jackson
joke is
as
on
a close
them
friend.
Too.
And I play Michael Jackson, my song, What's Up With the Youth.
And with my friend, Corey.
And he says, Corey, that's a number one song.
Wait, have we heard What's Up With the
that
Youth?
Song.
That's like his OG. I don't think we've heard it, but that's like going back to, I think Howard Stern goofed on it.
This
or
interview has given us so many like, shit, we need to go back and check out this
I
and this
think,
and this and this.
I think I did read on his Twitter that I think he performs it because I think he performs again on the podcast.
Okay.
So I think he might play it.
Literally can go to number one. And if you let me, I will walk it into Tommy Mottola at CBS Records right now. And I will make that song
make a
number,
number
one.
One hit. Yeah,
and I was like, "Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate."
For a second, I was gonna be like, "Damn, I really like Michael Jackson too." It sucks that he would say that. And then I was like, "Oh wait, I'm listening to Corey Feldman, world's biggest liar." Like, I'm thinking back to how when he had that long strand of hair, and he said the first thing Corey Haim said to him after he saw him, like after he hadn't seen him for years, he was like. I love this thing you're doing with your hair, man.
Yeah, we know that he's the king of lies
for
and
me
the,
forever.
The prince of deception.
That, but no, I'm good.
Why? Why no?
Well, yeah, I know. I of course Corey said no. He said no. I want to do this on my own merits.
And Corey's used to nobody questioning anything.
Two reasons. One, I was a real friend to him, and I didn't want him to think that I was just another leech. Sucking off of his teeth to try to get something, you know.
Not something
that
wasn't you should.
My intention. My intention.
Not a comparison you should use when you're talking about Michael Jackson.
I didn't want him to think that I was some sort of leech, dressing up like him and doing his dance moves for 30 years straight.
I didn't want him to think that I was some sort of cancer, sucking the life away from him and actually murdering him.
I didn't want him to think I was some sort of doctor from another country putting him in a van.
Play him a song and see if he liked it and what he thought. And to hear Michael Jackson tell you that the song's a hit and could be number one, what else do you need?
Did he want to sing it?
No, he wanted to help me go to that place.
No, he didn't.
And Howie didn't even believe that it could have been a Corey Feldman song.
That's what's great about, because Howie, even if he's goofing a little, at least he'll ask questions about this shit. Because most people be like, "Oh wow," like they just want to wash over them to say anything to this guy.
If I'm going to be a success in the music industry, I have to earn it. I have to earn it the hard way. I have to
by knowing Michael Jackson.
The crappy clubs. I have to get paid $150.
If there's one thing we know about Corey Feldman, is he would never take a shortcut ever.
Yeah. He loves doing things the hard way.
Yeah,
he would never make four GoFundMes that raise like 50 grand here, 200K here, and then it just completely gets pissed away on nothing.
He would never release the same album three times in 4 years.
Yeah, he would never way overcharge on a Funko Pop signed by him.
Yeah, the shipping would be $100. Yeah.
Shipping would never be $100.
And then
never.
Sometimes free if you just knew how to do a basic-ass thing.
And Howard Nelson.
Gig and sweat it out and have beer bottles thrown at me. And all the stuff that I had to go through for decades, way longer than most artists, I'm sure, but, you know, for decades, I literally went through this, taking the bottom of the barrel. And toughing it out and proving to people that I was serious about my art, that I wasn't going to just ride on Michael's tailcoats.
But isn't that
retarded?
This business is predicated on relationships.
Yeah.
And do you regret that you didn't let him do that?
Sure. There's parts of me that go, damn it, it could have been so much easier.
And you still have a positive view of Michael.
I do. But
you don't believe the stories?
No.
But I don't believe riding someone's coattails.
But
okay. I was going to say, it's funny that he's saying this when Howie Mandel's daughter's sitting next to him on the show they co-host.
I forgot she was there.
Yeah.
But look, she's making a little smile about it. Look at
she's
me.
More self-aware than Corey Feldman.
We'll
get back to that in a second. But the
stop fucking interview. Dude, he's doing the thing. He's finally getting to his secret. Stop fucking interrupting me. I'm telling my fucking story.
Inside joke, but the point being,
but that's
that,
an inside joke.
I didn't want to be Michael Jackson's protege, even though sometimes people kind of treat me that way anyway. But imagine if I did that, then it would, that's all.
I immediately looked at Jim because I wanted to see how Jim reacted, and Jim reacted in the eyes rolled out of his head.
Any room for my truth movement band. There wouldn't be any room for a song like
Here's the thing,
because
Jim, I don't want to be a supermodel. I don't want to be the world's biggest supermodel.
Yeah, no.
Even though sometimes people just claim that I am.
Even though people... I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be these things that I dress and act like and constantly remind you that I was friends with them when I probably wasn't even.
Yeah. Even though everyone else.
You're Michael Jackson 2. Or, you know, mini Michael or white Michael or whatever way you want to frame
Michael
it.
Michael Jackson
2.0. But that would have been it. That would have been it. And that's
Can
very
you imagine calling Corey Feldman any of those things?
Yeah. So,
other than maybe no, white
I think,
Michael.
I think I got to be known as my own entity. And so I
the
fought
thing
through and I made
him
that happen.
From being
so
white Michael Jackson.
The point is,
black Michael Jackson not giving his record to that Italian guy, Don Tortullo. Yeah, he made up that story for you. Yeah, I know Don Tortullo down at Universal or whatever. This
that
is a
same
hit.
Song, and I went on to the Howard Stern Show for my first live performance.
And they
actually, okay, wait, I take that
when
back.
Was that?
My first live performance was for a song called Something in Your Eyes, which was a song that I wrote for Dream a Little Dream with Michael Damian.
It was kind of
and
about
that
poop,
song was
B&P?
On the film soundtrack.
I'll get to that
and
later,
I performed
it, was like
it
how poop
at the
is
Nickelodeon
B, but
Kids
is
Choice
poop?
Awards. I was actually the very
first. What's so funny, I got a comment on, I got a comment. I forgot that we commented on his video of that song. Like his You Are Free, like he put a video up on his YouTube. And there's a comment from Jim and Them Show that just says, P is poop. And it has all these likes, and someone responded to it, and it was like, I had P is poop in my head this morning, and I had to run and listen to it.
Because enough people see the Corey doc, that's a big part of the Corey doc. Never thought of it that way.
That was so funny.
Yeah, first performance. Way more famous than his real song.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards back in 1988. And then I also did a performance of it about 6 months later on a show called Improv Tonight. If you remember, Improv Tonight was Bud Freeman's show. So I did that as a bad choice. That one was on me doing a song as the host of a stand-up show because I think people expected it to be funny. And then when it wasn't funny,
like a serious song,
they were able to take this.
I'm so
glad. They were all howling with laughter. They didn't know.
I mean, I know we've done a whole part one on Corey, but we fulfilled our promise of saying that we do a Corey Feldman show now. Yeah. But like, I'm so glad we listened to a good chunk of this interview, because hearing the joke, I knew it wasn't true, but part of me was like, is he kind of getting it now? Is he understanding?
Nah.
But no, like, the delusion is deeper than it's ever been. The way he's talking about it, he's talking as if he's from the point of view of like, I've made it. I've climbed the mountain. People respect and love my music now. When I guess he's, to us, we should know, at this point, we should know he always thinks that. But it's so bizarre to me that he still is like, he's looking upon, like, look at my art. Like, look at my discography of hits. Or
he went to that stand-up show, wrote a joke song that no one thought was funny, got really embarrassed. He's like, no, it's a real song.
Ever since.
Yeah, and so now he's been spending decades writing real songs to try and, like, pretend that that's his passion. Yeah.
Footage years later and alter it with fake edits and make it look like the crowd was not gelling and all this weird stuff. They cut in all these weird parts to it.
This is like when they say that they're only editing Biden to look old.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Their story. But the point being, there's been a constant through line and a constant
theme. This is his redemption
that started with Howard Stern.
I can't wait to hear this
song. Because I went on Howard Stern to perform What's Up with the Youth, which was this song that Michael said would be number one.
He's like Howie Stern. You're like Howard Mandel. So now this is full circle moment for me to come on your show.
Baba Booey.
And he said, well, we're going to do this kind of sketch around you where we're going to make it like Club MTV, but it's going to be Club Howie.
Prolapse asshole. Baba Booey, prolapse ass, gay porn.
Yeah, I get edgy humor, gay porn. My son watches gay porn.
That's what
he's called
gay.
Club My Howie. Son looks like Beetlejuice.
And they're like, so it's Club Howie, and you're going to come on here, I'm going to be in my right said Fred get up with a bald cap on and a cool leather outfit, and you're gonna dance around, and I'll be the host, and that'll be the skit. I said, okay, great, no problem. And I get out there, and they've got a midget in a hula skirt,
a little person.
He's doing the gay dance, and he's like, look how embarrassing this is. He's behind him going, like sweating, hitting like MC Hammer moves. And he's like, look, he made a mockery of me. Because I thought that was a Howard Stern like paid performer guy at first, but no, it's him.
He's making my music a joke.
Yeah, if you bring it back, he's hitting like the fucking advanced running Hammer. Man, like hard running man. I thought
and
that was
upset.
A Howard guy.
Like, he's upset that Howard's making him
and
look
I get
bad.
Out there. Yeah. And they've got a midget in a hula skirt.
A little person.
I like a Howie Kirk cracks
Thank
him.
You.
Yeah.
A little Straight person based. In a hula skirt dancing in front of me. They've got...
I looked like a fool.
Girls in bikinis tossing back and forth a blow-up doll. They've got people acting like they are special needs, shall we say. In
retarded.
Diapers and things
He
like.
Corrects him on that too. Retarded. Like
the,
retarded people.
The term's retarded.
It's just a guy in a baby outfit. He's like, yeah, it's some retard.
All of this going on around me, and I'm an 18, 19 year old
dude,
kid.
That's a sick move, is be like, hey, Corey, come perform your serious song, and then be like, do it on that stage over there.
That's my.
I dare you.
That's where you have to do it.
That's what I do. That's my autistic stim. Is I hit a really hard running man. Yeah. He's like, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do. It's like when that girl on SNL did the hoedown when she fucking Ashley Simpson.
Oh, Ashley Simpson when she got caught.
He's like, lip-syncing. Wait, it's all a joke.
come on.
He's not even Michael Jackson dancing. He's like, B-boy dancing.
What's Up with the Youth, which is a pretty important song. The words are very meaningful and deep, and it's about how can we.
It's deep and meaningful. I thought I was just going to be out there with Howard Stern dressed up like Right Said Fred. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be a joke.
Then they ambushed me.
Then there were girls.
What's so funny, though, is Howard didn't even need any of that stuff. He would have looked absurd either way. Uh-huh. He kind of did him a favor.
Yeah, it's not even out of the realm of like if you were performing on like a sketch show and they had like weird stuff around you. It's not even mocking him. It's just like a weird outfit, a baby man, a guy. That's not the mockery. You're the mockery.
Making the same mistakes and they end up in drugs and alcohol and all this terrible stuff that's going on, crime and blah, blah, blah. So this was a song for the day, a message for the times of bringing
Dave?
Our children into the forethought of our minds.
Oh, the day.
That's what the purpose of the song was. And instead it turned into this complete lunacy, lampooned ridiculousness that went completely viral 20 years later,
break dance.
You know, but at the time it was just on his KCAL Channel 9 TV show, and it was terribly embarrassing. And I was like, well, glad nobody will ever see that again.
He tries to hit the running
and then,
man, like
of
pops
course,
his
YouTube
ACL.
Comes around.
Yeah,
they brought it back.
I need painkillers.
He's like Vince, fucking falling down in the ring like immediately.
Yeah, he reacts like the grape stomp.
Now everybody sees that. Corey Feldman's a joke. It's a joke. He doesn't take it seriously because look at why else would he do something
if
like
Annie
that?
If Howie Mandel was a real one, he would come out in like a baby outfit during this song.
Yes. But also, this barely tracks because, yeah, I guess that did go viral. But the thing that went viral was him performing on the Today Show. Yes. That was the big thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the What's Up With The Youth, I think, is a thing that was mocked a lot. But like,
but
that's
like
old.
Before even like the internet would have had their claws on it, really.
I want you to write that song that you're...
Well, that coupled with that is expanded to people who watch my performances and they say, like, you've spent your life on the road. Sometimes the mic goes out. Sometimes the lights don't come on. Sometimes, you know, the house speaker goes out.
You're singing a song written by Corey Feldman.
There's always things that happen on the road.
It's
just
performing the same music.
Part of what happens.
Just sometimes every time people film me live, I make a mockery of myself.
20 years, right? Done thousands of live shows, I'm sure. And people take clips
sometimes
of a moment of
fucking
where, like,
guitar player starts playing too fucking early.
Sometimes your stupid wife plays the intro and you're not ready to come out yet.
Yeah. Mic into my tooth. Or, you know, I walk into a speaker.
I step on
or,
a rake,
you know,
and it hits me in the face. And
wrong,
I step on
the
another
lights
rake.
Go out and start yelling,
and
turn the lights back on. Or da-da-da.
Somebody throws
whatever
a portable hole on the stage and I fall
that everybody
through.
Has during live shows where they make
slide down the stairs.
Upset and you can see it. But that was before, of course, we had, you know, Instagram and YouTube and
the delusion is fucking crazy. Yeah. It's all this stuff is just out of context. All right, we've been watching
this
for a while.
His point is like all that shit all his failings happened before all the internet could have even tracked that, so he should have been fine.
His whole life is out of context.
Yeah, it's
everything
all stuff
in his entire life has always been
out
of
actually,
context.
Everything he's done has been great, except for these little things that people latch onto to make him look bad.
We just misunderstand. Yeah.
I assume he's going to do What's Up With The Youth here. I'm going to skip ahead because it's been a while.
Yeah. With you,
been a while.
You do it your way.
You do you.
You do you.
I like it.
Okay,
is it okay if I give you a contemporary version of it, like maybe a modernized version of that
Whatever
song?
Whatever you want to do, the band is all here. Go and play it. And in the meantime, you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you next time right here on Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
The real Club Howie right here.
Because, Club Howie was the Stern show that he was on.
Oh.
So, again, he is trying to say it's full circle now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude. He's so embarrassing.
He's got the old lady glasses again.
Yeah, it looks like an alien.
All right. What are the odds he's going to completely 100%. Redeem himself from that previous performance that was a mockery.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't need the lyrics for this
he's
one.
He's going to prove what you said is that you don't need a midget in a hula skirt to make the song embarrassing.
Yeah. Hey, there's a midget in a blade costume. He still has the damn lyrics up there.
Pooja, wooja, booja.
Wait, I thought he said he was going to play a modern version.
It sounds like Black Eyed Peas. Look in the lockers and your mind will be blown. Nobody tries to
give him some attention. Nobody tries to. Oh, that was cool when he did this.
Yeah.
When he started doing that. Jeff, do I look cool?
Yeah.
You know what I'm realizing? The reason why he was glowing when he first came in the studio, it's because he was just coming off these two performances.
Yeah.
And he was like, killed it. Fucking killed it. That was great. I'm amazing. Nobody tries to give them a
chance. What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth? What's up? Give me some reggae.
Let's hear a little of the original. What's the original sound?
What's up? What's up with you?
I love when a chorus is just the same thing over and over for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
for us is a brand new song. What's this song about?
The song is about, it's called What Up With Youth. And it's
what up with it was youth. What Up
America
With Youth.
Today, gang violence.
He was definitely trying to get his AAVE in.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, trying to make the world a better place.
Hey, I can relate to that for sure. Let me tell you something. Man, I'm not kidding. I really think that's good.
This is great.
Yeah, you wrote it yourself?
Wrote it and produced it, yeah.
Let's hear for Corey right now with the song. Let's all start dancing, baby. Go ahead, Corey.
His ass is out. Yeah. Yes.
He hits him that fucking running man.
I like this version.
I think I like this one better, too.
Because it sounds like a song.
Yeah. He always does this with his old songs, by the way.
Well, like, he could never sing, yeah. But he can sing way worse now than he could back then. And he has no sense of rhythm. It's insane.
Yeah, it's mostly just, like, babes and then one hula guy. He's like, fucking hula guy. He made a mockery of me.
Imagine Ooh. Being imagine being mad at this for 30 years and blaming it on anyone but himself.
What's up with the youth? What's up with the youth?
The fuck is he doing? Look at him.
He's outside Michael Jackson's window with the stereo playing this.
All right, let's go back to the new one.
It's like how I...
Oh, it's like reggae now.
Well, it's just air elevator music now.
The dancing hasn't changed much.
Was his kid named Matthew? He was a trivial student. He was drunk and had
fallen at school. Somebody stabbed him. Yeah, no, this is like when Crazy Town goes on Unplugged.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike Great Crazy Town.
As opposed to normal Crazy Town. Yeah. It was fucking rocks.
Yeah, rest in peace, 50 Shell Shock.
Yeah, rest in peace. Why don't we try to hold on to his little hands? Why don't we try to suck on my penis? Why don't we try to?
What's up with the youth? What up with the youth? What up with the youth? Was he saying what up with the youth in the other one?
I couldn't tell.
What up with the youth?
I think it's what with the youth.
What with
it? Oh my god, dude.
Oh, we have to get through a verse. Never mind. We have to listen to another whole verse.
Look at how it started. Oh, look at that guy.
Yeah.
What's up, Baba Booey?
I wish he still did that move.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to retire that when he popped four of his discs.
Yeah, it's because he's got all those injuries now.
Not so what's up.
Okay, he just fucked up on the title. Go figure. Also, this is probably just the track playing, right? That's why it sounds better.
Yeah.
I mean, and the hula hoop midget rules.
Yeah, he's rocking.
Oh, there's a big version of him.
Oh, yeah, that's on the side there.
Dude, what if they were dancing next to each other? That would have been awesome.
It's a bigger.
A big jit?
Nah.
Does it count as a guitar solo when you just go?
He's doing the bring it down part. Bring it down now. Bring it down now.
What if a song was all effect pedals? Can't trap the truth like that. Can't stop the youth
like that. Gotta stand up. Gotta rise up. Gotta believe. This is kind of like rap rock. New rock, if you will.
Yeah, this is like new rock.
Yeah, this reminds me of new rock.
New rock legend, Corey Feldman.
Yeah, hit the button. Honk, honk. It's time to stop this madness. Take a stay. Somebody try to. The song is 7 minutes long.
This is Corey Feldman's Thriller.
Yeah. This better been in the box set.
It's in the next one. What's up with the juice? What's up with the juice? The Mars Volta. System Mars Volta? There
you go. I'm going to turn around and put my hand up like I just did something profound.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, all right. Get fucked.
I'd rather fucking die than interview you, but well, I guess I have to.
Well, I guess I got to talk to you for another hour, I guess.
I'm going to text Joe Dante. We should text him. Get him on the phone.
Get your son in here, I guess.
Beep out. All right. Well, that's a part one. That's a Corey part one heard.
Put in the books. You know what's going to be easy at the end of the show? Trying to remember what part one was about.
Yeah,
because it was
exactly.
About one thing.
We'll be back.
Brother, that was fun. Listen, I love that you're directing this. I think it's going to be amazing. Everything looks great.
I really don't know about this whole thing.
Brother, look. It's not going to be.
I love you, bro. Okay.
Okay.
Shame.